Yo. Thanks for listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Upgrade to a new Chevrolet with new safety and technology features, lower maintenance for the same or better payment, only at Lakewood Chev. Click on the icon right here on the website. Sean Shapiro joins us from NHL.com, Dallas Stars correspondent, as the Dallas Stars let Lindy Ruff go today. And the early speculation, Sean, was a return of Ken Hitchcock. Does that make any sense to you?
Oh, it certainly starts to make sense based off what the comments Jim Nill made today when he talked to us after they put out the press release yesterday that Lindy Ruff would not return. And then Jim Nill spoke with us this morning and said that he's looking to hire a veteran head coach with experience, and he's already talked to three guys. And so there's only three guys I can think of that actually fit that mold right now, who are available right now and aren't coaching the playoffs. And obviously Hitchcock's one of them. So it looks like where there's smoke, there might be fire with that one.
What about Gerard Gallant?
Now, another one that's potential. We know Jim has, Nil has a connection with him. They played together in their playing days, and he's certainly a possibility. He's a guy who he's definitely one of those. In my mind, when Jim Nil talks about those are three guys, he's one of the three as well they've discussed.
You look at the Stars, and a lot of people say, okay, yeah, coaching was an issue, but when your GM gives you goaltending to be that subpar 2 years in a row, and even though they had 109 points last year and then really plummeted this season, that part of it's got to fall on Jim Nill. Obviously, Niemi's got to be bought out this offseason, doesn't he? It can't be an option, can it?
No, I've got that. I think what the buyout window starts, I think it's June 15th. I would imagine that I might be off by a day or two, but I think if whatever day the buyout window starts, you'll see an announcement that Antti Niemi's probably bought out. I can't imagine him being, I can't see any reason for him to be back at all next year.
Yeah, I would be stunned. So outside of goaltending, what other areas do the Dallas Stars have to shore up to become a playoff team again next year?
Well, obviously they need to get, the goaltending definitely has its faults this year. They need to be better defensively in front of their goalies. They've got a bunch of young guys with a lot of promise, and some of them just didn't step up into play those roles this year. And that was one of the problems, where they had guys who would play well in spurts but didn't really put together long stretches of playing well. So I think they need to look long and hard at their defense, figure out how they want to shape it. Because the other big problem the Stars had this year is they had a bunch of young guys playing on thin ice, because they carried eight defensemen. And if a young guy made a mistake, he was coming out no matter what, and he was coming out the next night. So that was that's on management. That's on management for putting the coach in a situation where he had eight defensemen, where you had the likes of Jamie Oleksiak and Steven Johns, young defensemen who people think can turn into pretty good players in this league, but you make one mistake and you're out, and all of a sudden they weren't playing at their best. So they need to shore up the defense problem. They need to figure out a group, whether that's bringing in a veteran and bringing in another guy, which I think is very possible, but they also need to shore it up and pick that, okay, these are going to be the six we're going to go with. They can't set up another situation where they go for the third year in a row where there's eight guys and guys don't know where they stand in the organization. And that just created a bit of a toxic environment within the defensemen this year.
Sean Shapiro joins us, Dallas Stars correspondent. You mentioned the defense. So John Klingberg, of course, they're clearly their number one guy, had 49 points in a losing campaign, really good on the power play. But who do you see right now as like their number two, three, and four? Not saying they're officially a number two, three, or four, but who would be right now on paper the guys to play top 4 minutes in Dallas next year?
Right now, if there's no changes, you're probably going to see it's going to be John Klingberg with Esa Lindell will probably be your top pairing. And then you have Dan Hamhuis back, who would be that second pairing guy. And you could argue, I might argue that it's time for Julius Hanka, who's their top prospect, came up, played about a dozen games this season. It's time for him to be that guy on the right side. And now that's a group that's not super defensively sound, and that's why they need to look into that. But before any changes, that's how I look at the top four, and then start to figure out who's going to fill out the rest of that group. And they got a bunch of bodies they've got to figure out what they're going to do with.
And the one thing missing that kind of in that top four is just a big physical stay-at-home defenseman guy who can move the puck, similar to what Edmonton got in Adam Larson, to kind of just solidify. It doesn't have to be a standout defenseman per se. Jamie Oleksiak physically could be that guy. He just hasn't been able to take the next step. What's being stunted in his development or growth?
I think the biggest problem with him is he just hasn't been able to get comfortable in the NHL, and that's on both him and the coaching he's gotten. He hasn't been able to play in a consistent role. He hasn't been able to play in a spot where he can kind of learn from mistakes. And it's also on the player as well, where when he has had those opportunities where if someone else was hurt or if someone else had a rough night and he was getting opportunities, he never just took that next step. He's a first-round pick, has a ton of tools, could be a very good player, but just seems to have never taken that next step and really, I guess, matured mentally to the next step to be, you know, to be the final part that could fill out what's a very impressive physical frame.
Sean Shapiro joins us. Sean, I want to get your thoughts. Of course, we're into the playoffs in the Central Division. The Chicago Blackhawks continue to be the toast of the town in the Central. They'll take on Nashville and Minnesota and St. Louis. Of Minnesota, St. Louis, and Nashville, and obviously, Minnesota and St. Louis, one's going to have to beat each other first to get to Chicago. But, like, does Nashville have a chance? Do you think that having watched them see Chicago, do they match up well, or does Minnesota or St. Louis have the better chance at a matchup against Chicago in the second round?
Well, it's a bummer that Minnesota is playing like Minnesota now and as opposed to what Minnesota was, a month and a half ago before they kind of hit their skid. Because I think that Minnesota team with Chicago would have been a hell of a series. Now, I still think it's Minnesota. I still think Minnesota has the best chance of knocking off Chicago. Either way, though, in my mind, it's still a one and then a gap to the other three going into the playoffs. And I'd like to see a better series, but I don't see Nashville giving Chicago too much trouble I would pencil the Hawks into the second round, obviously.
Sean, so if you had to bet today, is your odds on favorite Ken Hitchcock to be the next coach of the Dallas Stars?
If I had to bet today, yes. Ken Hitchcock would be, I would put the odds on Ken Hitchcock right now. I think there's just too much. There's been enough talk about it. There's been enough. And I think there's just connections there too, where I know Jim Leitz, who's the president of the Dallas Stars. He likes Hitchcock. He has good connection with Hitchcock. I know the owner, Tom Gilardi, he's also, from what I've heard and learned, is he's also on board for Hitchcock as well. So there's enough connections there, and if I had to bet and put money down, I would not be surprised if we would be talking about Ken Hitchcock being the head coach of the Dallas Stars, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's announced sooner than later because it seems like they're going to move quickly.
All right, man. Should be an interesting offseason in Dallas. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Enjoy the playoffs at Edmonton.
You betcha. First time in a long time. Sean Shapiro.